we did not finish the Rashi's right before the Mishnah. So I am going to go back. I'm going to read it quickly because we did learn it yesterday. I'm going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line from the top. An Ayin Hamed Beis, 75b1. Ask Yishmul Begita the Shem Arayim, Lemesi Lo Yeget, Lemesi Yeget. If he doesn't die, it shouldn't be a get. If he does die, it should be a get. Now, he starts with a negative. It shouldn't be a get. It's a positive, that means he lives. But it's a negative in the sense that he doesn't. The get won't be chal. Frek the Gemara v'leima, the Macy Yeheget, the Moy Macy Lo Yeheget. Why doesn't he start with the fact that it is a divorce if he dies, rather than start that it's not a divorce if he doesn't die? No, but we want it, usually if he wants to give a get, he would say the get should work if, not the get should not work. Right? He's giving the get. Logic would say the when the get should work. And for the Gemara le Magdim in Ishpunas l'Nafshei, Shmuel did not want a person to say the bad first. Dying is bad, and therefore he'd rather have the guy say if he doesn't die first. Frank the Gemara v'leimel le'egetim le'meisi. So let him just say im lo'yehegetim le'meisi. Why does he say im lo'yehegetim le'yehegetim? Why is the order that way? But you know, tonight kind of lemaisa. That's because you first have to say the condition, and then say this. The question is right. Well, the depends how to be gairis here, but yeah, I guess you can be gairis then. It's a bein and tarak item l'mas. Rashi, so Rashi asks Nishmul k'shemaisu lo yemim lo meisi lo yeget, meisi yeget. The bein and tarak kafu, the eloi kafu have a gita miyad. If he wouldn't be kai for it, then there's no tanai. If there's no tanai, the get works right away. The kayin who maps mister alay. If the kayin, she would be compulsory, wouldn't be able to take her back. And the Shulman Rav does not want to be in a position that he can't stay married to his wife if he recovers. Right? Rashi's just speaking out. We don't want the get to kick in right away because we're hoping for recovery. The name is Macy Varesha Le Magdum. Hang Kaidam Maskim La Rava. Michti.
Can we just
correct
the moment before I die?
What?
The moment
before correct. I die. Correct. Or the day he gave it retroactive. Maskim La Rava. Mikti kol tanai mechi gomina b'tanai b'nei gad b'nei Reuven. Where do we learn that tanai from b'nei gad b'nei Reuven? Ma'asam hain kaidim alav av kol lafu kohachit alav kaidim hain. So let us learn now from b'nei gad b'nei Reuven that the positive, that the whatever he wants to work has to be mentioned before if it doesn't work. Meaning, Vaish Rabbeinu said, if you go across, you will get the land. Right? And if you don't go across, you won't go to the land. First he said they will, and then he said they won't. So first he should say the get, and then say not the get. So the Gemara, Elohacha, Amar Rava, so Rava said, Im loy meisi lo yehe get. Im meisi yehe get, im loy meisi lo yehe get. He should repeat himself twice. He should start off with the loy meisi, because we don't want people to talk about dying first. But in the Hilchos Tanai, it has to be the other way. So by doing it first loy, then yes, then loy, he covered all his bases. Im loy meisi lo yeget, lo magdim in ishbur nasa lo nafshim. Im meisi yeget, im loy meisi lo yeget, binin hen kaitim lo lav. Rashi, hen kaitim im yavru nisatem. Achik yasinam rovim lo meisi lo yeget, lo mebereshu shlo magdim, hodin im hen v'lav, binin hen kaitim lo lav. And again, however, this is without almanas. Amanas, we said, Ravashi said, that whenever you make retroactivity, you don't need Mishpatei Hatznoim. Now, there is one of the Mishpatei Hatznoim that's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether you need or not by Amanas. That is Tanai Kavul, according to our mayor. There are those Rishonim, they bring a raya from a Gemara that we will have either later today or tomorrow, that even though you say Amanas, that part of Mishpatei Hatznoim of having Tanai Kafel, Reb Meir would still need. And the Rabbanu would not. But the rest of the Mishpatei Hatznoim, Hein Kaidim Lulav, Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa, Tanai Maisa V'Davar Echad, all those halachas do not apply by Amanas, because Amanas retroactivity does not need Hilchos Tanai. That's what we said yesterday. There is a machloikus rishonim. How about Tanai Kavu? Now again, in Shmuel, who made this Tanai Kavu, there's a machloikus rishonim. Some rishonim bring a raya from here that we paskel like a mayor, that we need Tanai Kavu. The raya is Shmuel in the get of Shchiv Merah, which by the way was not Amanas, it was him, which you need Mishpatei HaTanoim, but Shmuel made a Tanai Kavu. If he didn't hold like a mayor, why did he need that? Now the Rishonim answer, the Shmuel doesn't hold like a mayor, but in Get you don't play around. You want to cover your bases, you want to make everybody happy. You don't want anybody to start questioning it, and therefore you cannot bring a raya that Shmuel's passing like a mayor.
And if you don't do Tanai Kavu, don't they say both things,
then... According to a mayor, the Get would kick in right away. Because if you don't follow Tanai, again, based on the Swara we said yesterday from Tysus and Tzubas, that the concept of Tanai is Exeris HaKosov. Because in logic, words should not be able to dictate actions. Zog the Mishnah Vayter. Harei Zagiteh HaMenashe Tisham Shias Abba. Somebody says to his wife, this is your divorce on the condition that you serve my father. Now, at this point, the Gemara is understanding that he did not speak out a time period. This is your get on the condition that you serve my father. Amanasha Tanikya is Bini, on the condition that you will continue nursing my son. Because once he gets divorced, he has no obligation to nurse his kid. He's making that as a condition of divorce. Kamahima Nakasai, Shtei Shanim. Now, it doesn't say how long she has to serve dad, but till dad dies. And how long does she have to nurse the child? 2 years. That's the age of nursing in the time of the Gemara. They used to nurse till 2 years. After 2 years, no nursing. So therefore, when she accepts the get on that condition, to meet the condition, she has to nurse the child for 2 years.
And again, this idea about getting a condition, that was
okay
then, but not now?
We don't do it today. Again, we only do this under dire circumstances.
It was not so much back then. It was not just
again, see, it's very hard to say that, and I'll explain you why. The Gemara tries to set parameters of law. Regular people don't have 90% of the shilas. Just do what's right and you're good to go. Parameters of law are set by people that are the outliers. They set the parameter. So when the Mishnah discusses cases, it's to set the parameter of law. That doesn't mean this is the way common gittin were given. It just means if a person gives a get, we have to know what the halacha is. Halacha is not decided by the people that do everything like the book and never vary. If nobody misses Talmud Mutter, we don't have to talk about what happens if you miss Talmud Mutter. You just say it, and there's no question. And the same with Yalav Yavai, and the same with everything else. Just do it right, and there's no silence. Halacha covers the parameters of law. What happens if you forget Yalav Yavai? What happens if you get Tal? Why would anybody do that? I don't know. Human behavior. So we have to cover the parameters of law. Same thing in Hilchos Gittin. The regular get is going to have a lot less shilas. But that's not fun. I don't mean it's not fun. That doesn't tell us the sukkah. It doesn't set the parameters of law. You set the parameters, you know, like somebody wrote a book about the Chassam Sefer, and he says that there was a lot of preachers in those days. If you look at the Chassam Sefer in Eben Ezra, he has many tshuvas about tzniut. Every tzniut in the world ended up in the Chassam Sefer's desk, the Paskin. So you can think that who knows how much, I mean, you can't judge a generation by looking at the tshuva of the Chassam Sefer. Yes, unfortunately, there were some stories of tzniut, and they ended up at his desk, and he wrote a tshuva. But, you know, let's say there are 40 tshuvas about tzniut over his 50-year rabbanus or 60-year rabbanus. That doesn't mean that he got a sampling of the cases. Probably got most of the cases. Same thing is true. Halacha is set by, you know, some Sefer Shitas by learning those tshuvas. Right? Anybody does everything right, there's nothing to write a tshuva about. Yes?
Now,
I'm sorry?
2 years sounds about right. I mean,
people who were wealthy hired away.
Right. Okay. This is cheaper. Okay.
Rabbi
Yehuda, I'm a Shmaya Nasu Chayidish. The truth is, this is a Machlokes and Masechta Ksubos, whether nursing is 18 months or 2 years, Beshamay Beso. Rabbi Yehuda ends up being like Beshamay, or he says Beso, never said differently. Later, Rashi. Machamahim and Akasim Beishonim, Shay Levach, Deishonim, Shekachus, Maran Akasim. That is the time of nursing. Rashi says the Mishnah doesn't discuss how long she has to serve dad. And the answer is as long as dad is alive. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmael HaSukhanush, Rabbi Yehuda Zman HaNokas Tinek HaChiyeloi Yudhas Chudoshu, B'Ksubas B'Per Kavabi. Zog to Gemara about Mishnah Vayt. Mesa Banish Mesa. What happens if dad died? Or the child died? Right. So that halacha is, how does that get? Dr. Rashi, given the way parish midi, since he did not explain anything, he meant as long as necessary. He didn't say, on the condition you nurse my child for 2 years. He said, on the condition you nurse my child. When there's no child, there's nothing to nurse. Right? It wasn't an insistence that she do it for X amount of time. It was insistence she do it as needed.
Even if she said
that
she would have been willing to do it.
That's Shiloh. The bottom line, he made it survive 2 years and she didn't meet it, which is the next case of the Mishnah. But at this, it's going to be, by the way, different sheets to Gemara what the Mishnah means, but that's part of the Mishnah. But in the case when he didn't set a time, he means as needed. If it's not needed, it's not needed. What do you want me to do? Can we just finish the Rashi? Can I just finish the Rashi? Shehutah, Mekam Veilach, Ein Tzarach, yes. Yes and no, we'll see in the Gemara. Right. What happens if he says, he puts a time period on. And by the way, 2 years is an arbitrary number. It's not like after 2 years, dad can take care of himself. It's not like, he just picked a number. He could have said 10 years, he could have said a half a year. Whatever number, we picked 2 years. There, that's the normal amount of nursing. It wasn't her fault. Father said, you know what, I can take care of myself. Thanks, I don't want you to serve me. Not because he's angry at her, not because she did something wrong, not because she served him salty food that he can't eat. It's that he just doesn't want to be taken care of. Leave me alone. I'll take care of myself. So now she can't meet the tonight. So what happens? Zuck, the Mishnah ain't yet. The bottom line is he made a condition and she didn't meet the condition. Not her fault, but what she's supposed to do. The kid died. Dad said, or dad could have died as well, same thing. Or dad said, I don't need it. Thank you, thanks, but no thanks. I'll take care of myself. I don't need you here. Zuck the Mishnah ain't yet. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel ain't because that yet. Because she didn't do anything wrong. She's willing and able to do the condition. It's not her fault that it's not being kept. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel called Kovach ain't amen. I say yet. So the question again is how to interpret his tonight. He said, you have to serve my father for 2 years. She did not serve the father for 2 years, but it wasn't her fault. She was willing to serve the father for 2 years. Is that meeting the condition? Is that what he meant in his condition? Or he meant exactly what he said? Serve my father for 2 years. That's the machlok. Yes, doctor.
I don't know what Hebrew is for past present, but what if she was deliberate? Not that she can't cook.
Then it wouldn't be a get. Then it wouldn't be a get. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The mission is clear that it wasn't her fault. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shalai bak pada hilo yechasisa. She didn't anger him. The law kishen akav emen ain't a get. The coach can him bak pada. If she did it she did it, then for sure she didn't meet the condition.
Which one?
Hakpada? Where? Hakava. The holding back, meaning the lack of keeping it is not her fault. There must be one word that says Hakava. I can't think of the word right now. I mean, basically, she can't get it done, not because of her. Something else is blocking it. The holdback, if there's such a word in English, the holdback is not her fault.
Barrier.
What? It's not a barrier. It's the thing that's holding it back is not her fault. Impediment. Fine. She didn't anger him. It's not her fault. Check the Gemara. You need first case in the Mishnah. The guy said, this is your get on the condition you serve my father or you nurse my child. The Mishnah put nursing the child for 2 years and serving the father, Rashi said, is still he passes on. There was no time period put on. Again, this is Almanas. Go back to Almanas. Frankly, Gemara, me, Bimina, Kula, hi. Do you need that much time or a mini? I'll ask you a contradiction. It says in the Braisa, Shimshasa Yoimecha, the Nikasa Yoimecha, I always say, get. If she served him for 1 day, he didn't put a time period on. He said, on the condition you serve my father, on the condition you nurse my child. The Braisa says, she serves him 1 day, nurses the kid 1 day. She met her condition. There was no time period put on. She served him. She nursed him. Our Mishnah said, you have to serve him till he passes on, the way Rashi learned the Mishnah, and nurse him till 2 years. The Braisa seems to say she has to nurse him once and serve the father once. Amar Rav Chisda, like Hasha. Harabanan, Harav Shimon Gamliel. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel thinks that the person is in it to save money. Right? This is Rav Shimon Gamliel's approach the whole time. All he wants is to save money. That's why it's not her fault that she can't nurse. The kid died, the get is a get. If the father doesn't want to be served, the get is a get. That's what he said. So according to Shimon Gamliel, it's a money issue. So it makes sense that he wants her to nurse as long as nursing is necessary. And he wants her to serve dad as long as serving is necessary. Because this is a financial, what's driving him is the financial aspect. Therefore, that when he says, on the condition you serve my dad, he means as long as dad needs to be served. And he nursed my child as long as the child needs to be nursed. Because the driving force behind the condition is that the husband wants to save money. He wants to make sure his father is taken care of, his son is nursed. He has a financial incentive, and the financial incentive is to get lasted as long as possible. So we interpret his words to mean as long as it can be done. Harabonon, who say we listen to his words, he said, on the condition you serve my father. She served the father. We don't look about his motives. We say, listen to what he said. He said, on the condition you serve my father. That's why in the Sefer, the Rabbanon said, she didn't serve, even though it's not her fault, but she didn't do the condition. That means Rabbanon listened to the words of the condition. On the condition you serve my father. She served him one time.
What does that mean? Either way, how do you know what that means? Like one time or
again, it goes back to the same Machlokes Rabbanon Reb Shimon Gamliel they have at the end of the Mishnah. The person says, "You served my father 2 years," and the father says, "I don't want to be served." Shimon Gamliel says, "It's fine. The get is a get. She didn't meet the condition. The condition was for him to save money. It's not. The condition was that she should do what she can. She did." Rabbanon said, no, listen to the words. 2 years serving, he didn't serve 2 years. I don't care motive. I care what he said. Let's go back to the ratio. He didn't give a time. That is the condition you serve dad. Till he dies was our addition. He never said those words. Rabbanon said, listen to his words.
Well,
served father. She served him for one day. She nursed her kid for one day. Shimon Gamliel says that wasn't the motive. The motive was to save money. And therefore, it's as long as she can do it.
Maybe that case runs one you. That racial case.
Right. That's the safer case.
Won't be the case of that racial time.
Again, what we're saying at this point is, the Gemara's going to backtrack, but at this point what the Gemara's trying to say is, that if Shimon Gamliel looks at motive, and Rabbanan look at words, assuming we looks at motive, motive is in all cases. Therefore, when he doesn't give a time, it means as long as possible, according to Shimon Gamliel. That's the motive, to save money. Rabbanan, look at the word. Serve my father. She served his father. I'm Rav Chisda, Haloi Kasha. HaRabbanon, HaRav Shimon Gamliel. Masnisin Rav Shimon Gamliel, who brides the Rabbanon. Our Mishnah that makes it open-ended is Rav Shimon Gamliel, who looks at the motive. The brides look at the words. She said, he said, serve my father. She did. Rashi. Masnisin Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amr Le'el, and he said it before by the coat also, to take the mail, give the money. Amr La'avokha Mechavim. There's a motive of money. Lav Dafka Kamar, he doesn't exactly mean you have to do it exactly the way I say it, right? You don't have to give me the coat and give me the money. Hanami Lav Elchi Yechav. The calls man should circle on the Kamar. He must mean as long as she can nurse. Right, Sir Rabbana, I mean, it's Liz Dafka, right? Coat is a coat. Hanami Shimush Vanaka Dafka. Listen to the words. And one day is enough.
Why do you say,
Abraham's
question,
that I said, come on, we'll talk about it. I did not ignore him. I don't think I ignored him. I said it's coming up. Frank to Gemara, you can't say this. Because I... I'm sorry?
There's no money.
No money here. Frank to Gemara, but the savior of Shimon Gamliel, but cloud the racial lava of Shimon Gamliel. You can't say that the Reish and the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Gamliel because his name is mentioned in the Sefer as an argument. That means he hasn't been talking till that point. If he is the Tana of the Mishnah, so why does his name pop up at the bottom? Must be that till then it's not him. Right? But Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote Mishnahs. If he was quoting Reb Shimon Gamliel, he wouldn't say, I'm Reb Shimon Gamliel afterwards. Zuck to Gemara. Ella Bryser of Shimon Gamliel to make up a deny, Masnissin Rabbanon. So the Gemara now backtracks and says that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that always interprets it in a lenient way. Forget about motive. That answer is out the window. Look at Rav Shimon Gamliel's record. When it came to the coat, he said he means the money. That's more lenient in the interpretation of the deny. Rabbanon are more exact in interpretation of Tanai. When it came to the father who didn't want to be served, Shimon Gamliel said, listen, let's interpret the Tanai in the most lenient way, if she's willing to do it. It's not her fault. Rabbanon said, words are words. So forget about motive. I don't care what the motive is. We look at the most lenient way of interpreting the Tanai. Therefore, he said, on the condition you serve my father, the lenient way is to say, serve my father once. The non-lenient way is to say, I want to just serve my father until he dies. So instead of looking at motive, we're now looking at approach to conditions. Rav Shimon Gamliel looks at conditions in the most broad sense of the word, keeping conditions in a much more lenient understanding of conditions. And Rav Rabbanan say, take the hard line in the conditions. And now we have three machloikas that they're consistent. It came to the coat. Rabbanan said, coat is coat. Shimon Gamliel said, we have a much more lenient interpretation. He means the money also. Came to the father who doesn't want to be served. Rabbanan said, he said 2 years. She didn't keep it. Shimon Gamliel said, he meant if the father wants to be served. And that was the third case. He said, on condition you serve my father. Now, What does he mean? Hard line? Exact? Or the most lenient interpretation? Shulchan Gamliel goes with the most lenient interpretation one day. And Rabbi Bunin goes with the other interpretation as long as necessary. So instead of looking at motive, which is what we looked at the beginning, we're looking at I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it anyway, a philosophical approach, a practical approach of how to approach conditions, how to view conditions. Ella Breitzer, Shimon Gamliel, the Meku B'tai, Masnissin Rabbanon. Rashi.
That changes what we had before. We never had this sort before, right?
No.
Before we had it, Barbacha.
Because we talked about motive.
We talked about it.
We said the reason of Shimon Gamliel is because he's interested in the money.
Now we're saying that
he interprets conditions in the most linear way, correct? Rashi, the Mako Batanai, the Amatitin Tamea, by the code he said, pay for it. Kamenami Kala Kavashan Menares again. We see him taking the lenient approach to conditions. That is the first answer to Gemara. Rabba Amar, Rabba says a different tarot. Like Kasha. Kambistam, Kambamafarish. Now, this is going to need interpretation as we go along, but let's take Rava's words. He says the Bryce is talking about the guy said one day. The Mishnah is talking about he said without a time. When you say without a time, we say it means to as long as necessary. In the Bryce it said, serve my father one day and nurse my baby one day. That's the case. And therefore, one day is enough. Rashi, Kam b'stam, Matnissin da Mishnei Shonim Tanikim b'stam. He's talking about he didn't put a time on it. And Braisa b'mefarish emecha. And the Braisa that says one day is enough, he's talking about he said one day. Right. The Havamina would have been that maybe he doesn't even need one day in case the guy kid dies. Right. Mashmalan, she has to do one day. So that's going to be negated. We'll have to see. That's what we're talking about.
What is Stam? In other words,
Stam means he didn't add a day. He didn't say how long.
So if he says, there's my baby, Stam means one
2 years. Now we're saying 2 years.
Why is Stam 2 years versus one day?
Because it means as long as necessary. 2 years is the necessity.
It doesn't mean anything. Would have interpreted Stam means one day. Stam, that's my baby. Okay, one day. That's how I would have thought.
Well, the Mishnah says he means as long as necessary.
It makes no difference if it's Rabbanon or Shimon Gamliel.
According to Rabba, we're all going into Rabbanon. Rabba is saying Rabbanon hold that Stam means 2 years, and Mefarish is one day. We're not talking about Shimon Gamliel.
We're talking about.
And the Kohen of Shimon Gamliel agrees. Maybe we're going back to the interpretation of Shimon Gamliel that it has to do with motive. And then Shimon Gamliel would agree. Yes?
If one does not like the term philosophical,
fine, thank you.
It's also good to see an original.
I'd rather learn that the question is, you might be right, I'm not arguing. I just understood it that why would the guy want the kids nursed? Because he wants to save a wet nurse, so he probably wants it done for all the time. That's how I understand.
But often
again,
it's
well, he's not talking about a 21-year-old child.
Yeah, so
I'm not going to argue about this, but you might be right. Tanan. Ravashi Amar, Kol Stam Dami Kimafarashi Mechadami. Now, Ravashi doesn't answer our Mishnah. Ravashi just says, I disagree with Rava. I think if a guy doesn't put a date on it, a time on it, it's automatically one day. Now, Rav Ashi does not say, what do you do with our Mishnah? He just says, Rava, you said Stam is 2 years? I happen to disagree with you. Stam is one day. But he doesn't go back and answer the Mishnah. So we have to wait and see what Rav Ashi is going to do with the Mishnah. Let's give the Gemara some time. Rashi? Rav Ashi, b'raishis Stam, b'chol Stam, k'mefarishem echadami. U'masnisin, Rav Ashi, m'shanet lo l'kamei. The Mishnah will be answered later on. Rav Ashi loved the shnuyah b'asnisin b'raishis asa. Rav Ashi wasn't coming with this statement to answer the contradiction. He was arguing on Rava who said Stam is 2 years. The Gemara has to go back going to Rav Ashi and find out what he does with the Mishnah of the Braisa. But he wasn't coming to answer the question. He was coming to argue with Rava. Tanan. Our Mishnah. Kami Minikasai. How long does he have to nurse him? Stay Shana. Rav Yehuda, I Mishnah, my Nasser Chaydish. So Mishnah, Milu Rava, Licha. Rava will tell you that's Stam. That's why you need 2 years or 18 months according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rav Ashi, who says Stam is one day, Rav Ashi, who says Stam is one day, so how does he learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says 2 years. And for the Gemara, Hachikamar, Yom Echad Mishtei Shanim, Lafuki Lacha Shtei Shanim Deloi, Rav Ashi is learning that he has to nurse for one day within the first 2 years of the baby's life. And nurse for 18 months within the first 18 months of the baby's life. Meaning, it's only one day. That which the Mishnah says, nurse for 2 years, the Mishnah didn't mean nurse for 2 years, Rav Ashi says. The Mishnah says the nursing has to take place during the 2 years.
The challenge, the husband said, was stating a challenge to the new wife?
It's not a new wife, he's divorcing her.
I mean, he was challenging her?
No, he wasn't. He was saying, I'm only giving you the divorce if you nurse my child once. And the Mishnah is telling you, when a person says nursing a child, he means within a certain age period, but after two, babies don't have to nurse.
It was a challenge.
I know what you mean by challenge.
In other words,
any tie is a challenge, or the condition you give me $200 is also a challenge.
But this would not, a one-day feeding of the baby would not benefit the baby that much.
Again, you want to know why the husband does it? You talk to your psychiatrist. I don't know. We're not dealing with... At this point, I'm not dealing with motive. I have no idea what his motive is. I don't know. I don't know why in the world he's making his wife nurse him one time. I don't know. But all I know is that that's what the Mishnah Rav Ashi said it means. One time.
What else would it do? Obviously,
Yet, she theoretically can nurse after 2 years. What if she did it after he's 2 years and 3 days old? Is it get again or not? I'll set it up better. Okay? I can make up a case, right? The kid is second birthday is a week and a half off. He's divorcing her at the condition she nurses him for one day. Right? He'll turn two in a week and a half. I could have said tomorrow, the next day. I'm giving it a week and a half. This lady is emotionally scarred from the get, and she has to recover. And 2 weeks later, she says, oh, by the way, I have to keep the condition. And she runs to nurse the baby. She missed the deadline. Now, I could have said, it's 2 days off. All we're saying is, whenever he says nurse, it means within 2 years. Not a day later. You know, somebody once taught me, I didn't go to college, I can't answer, that when they teach logic in college, one of the things they teach is one of the ways to argue logically with people and make them crazy is to say, 2 years is nursing, how about 2 years in one day? Does one day make that much of a difference? And normal people will say, no, it doesn't. How about 2 years in 2 days? Right, because once you start doing that, you start incrementally, you make crazy, which the Gemara deals with. 40 saw, how about 39.95? How about 39.94? And the Gemara says, Kol Shurim are like this. We don't allow logic to play any role in Shurim. Because the minute you let logic in, you've destroyed your shir. Because right away, what's the difference 40 saw and 39.99? Well, no difference. So how about 39.98? How about 39.97? Parents is, Zogun the Torah, it doesn't work that way in Shurim. Bam, cut off. But if you think logically, is one day that much different between 2 years and 2 years and one day? It's like the kid automatically at 2 years stops thirsting like, one day, it's only one day. Parents say Shurim or Shurim. That's the insight. That's what somebody told me they teach in a logic class. That's one of the ways they tell people to argue logically, is to whittle away at the guy's thing, you know. The Chazal dealt with that. And Chazal had that same problem. And the Chazal said, the Torah doesn't work that way. Torah gives a shear, it's a shear. You can logically argue all you want that 39.99 is not different than 40. Argue what you want. The Torah said 40, and we don't care what you think. Yes? She nurses after 2 years. The loy shains the hanukkah. Mesve. Harizeh gitech amanash et sham shes habish te shanim. This is the safer of the Mishnah. Amanash et taniki es bini shte shanim. Gave a date. Meis haber esham rabi eshet es sham sheni shloi bakpada. Ain again. She didn't meet the condition. Right, this is where Shimon Gamliel argues. But that's what the Tanakhama said. So now, what's the difference in the Reisha and the Seifa? So Rava is very clear. Rava said the Reisha is talking about Stam. Stam is as long as necessary. And the Seifa, he said 2 years. If you say 2 years, it means 2 years. Even if it's not necessary. You didn't meet the condition. So Mishnah Mila Rava, Reisha with Lay Parish, Seifa with the Parish. El Ravashi, but according to Ravashi, who said that in the Mishnah when it said Stam, Ravashi said means one day, right? That means, what does it mean when the Mishnah said Meitav? Go back. Harizeh gitech Avanashi Tasham Shias Abba. Avanashi Taniki is Bani. Ravashi says that means one day. So Meitav Benesh and Meitav means she didn't even nurse one day. That's what it means. Because if you nurse one day, she met the condition. So in the Reisha, when it says Meisa Ben and Meisa Av, it's talking about she didn't nurse at all. See, according to Rava, it makes sense. She said, the guy said, on the condition you nurse my son, that means up to 2 years. She nursed him for a week and the kid died. So the get's a get. She did as long as necessary. But according to Ravashi, she only has to nurse one day. So she nursed one day, she met the condition. So what is the case in the Reisha when it says Meis HaBen? When did the kid die? After the day or before the day? If it's after the day, she met the condition already. Terence's Meis HaBen must be, she never nursed him. Because if she nursed him, she met the condition. That means he never nursed him. And it's still a get. Why? Because it's not her fault that the kid died. And then in the Sefer it says that it's not a get, even though it's not her fault. Again, according to Ravashi, Stam is one day. And the Mishnah says if the kid dies, it's a get. It means the kid died without that one day. So why is it a get? The answer is, you don't blame a woman when it's not her fault. Then go to the next case. He said 2 years, and the kid died. Then it's not again. What do you mean? It's not her fault. Either both should be or both shouldn't be. But why is there a difference? Rava will tell you, in the first case, no time was set. No time means as long as necessary. She nursed as long as necessary. The second part of the Braisa was he said exact time. She never met the time. But according to Ravashi, in both cases, there was a time. In one case, it's 1 day. In one case, it's 2 years. So why in the first case, when she didn't nurse at all, is it a get? And in the second case, when she didn't do 2 years, it's not a get. Correct the Gemara. And the Ravashi, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seva, Kasha. The Gemara has no answer in Ravashi. Yes?
There is an answer. There are two different answers now. One is the principle which is stated several times before, that people don't say stupid things. A principle which is challenged by current events, but that if people say something, it makes sense. The other is that the words that are being used, as you said several times today, have a common meaning.
Again, let's try it. Ravashi said, if a guy says stam, he means 1 day. Then the kid died before the 1 day. The Mishnah says it's a get. Why is it a get? He didn't nurse at all. The answer is, because he meant it's necessary. So then when he said 2 years, and she nursed a year and the kid died, then it's not a get.
But again, this falls into the people don't say stupid
things. Again, I don't care what the stupid thing or not stupid thing is. Did she meet the conditions? Did she not meet the conditions?
I've stated this before several times. A blank statement. Yeah, several times.
He's not going to answer here because it's the exact same story.
No, but that's why I'm saying they're antinomic. Is the principle that people don't say stupid stuff means that you have an obligation to understand.
So again, I have two cases that are exactly the same.
No, that's why I'm saying.
That's why I think Mara answers Kasha.
They cannot be redacted within bounds of each person.
Correct. Correct. Dr. Rashi, Mishnah Miller Rabbah, Dr. Rashi, the Masnees, and Beish Shonim Mamish, I forgot the Stam, Beish to come and Beish Shonim, but Tech Shnei Shonim, how's that get? But the Loi Parish, Beish Shonim, Baron Nikosti Kultzark, he didn't say 2 years. She met the condition. She did as much as necessary. Save for the Parish, I call him Dafka Kamar, he said 2 years. So Yitzchak Lefruche, he didn't have to say 2 years of Parish. El Rashi, the Rashi, the Rashi, the Masnees, and Yemecha Kamar, means 1 day, a kokoch mesa ben rayav diktani, that she made you any cost of clow, but she didn't nurse him at all. And my hair is a get, I let the kaim plumen at night, nothing was kept. The Gemara remains with Akasha. Tana Rabbanan, Harei zagite ha-manashe t'shamshi es abish t'shanim, v'ha-manashe t'niki es v'nish t'shanim. Okay? Clear. 2 years. Zok de Braisa. Ava bishloi niskayim atanai. How is that get? Why? Lefi shloi amaloim tishamshi imloi tishamshi imtaniki vimloi taniki. There's no tanai kafu. Divere meir. You need tanai kafu. There was no tanai kafu. When there's no tanai kafu, there's no tanai. You get. The chachamim ayimim. Niskayim atanai. How is that get? This is Amanas. So some Rishonim bring a raya from here that Remeir says it even by Amanas. Pretty clear, right? Rashi. Don't Rashi. Im Taniki Eget. If he's like Amar Lo, Im Taniki Eget, and Loi Taniki Loi Eget. the Beinu Tanai Kavu, Kitnai, B'nei Gad, B'nei Ruvei. So we have two shittas. Comes along Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and he says a line that we don't know what he means. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Aimer, Ein Loch Tanai, B'Ksuvim Shein Kavu. There's no Tanai in the Torah that the Torah didn't repeat Tanai Kavu. The Torah never says the word Amanas in the Torah. He says, look through Chumash, every condition in the Torah is Kavul. He just says a statement of fact. We don't know what in the world he's trying to say. Ikidi Amilu Rameyer Kamale. Some are saying that he's talking to a mayor, and he's saying, you can't bring a raya of Tanai Kavul. Can't prove it. Ikidi Amilu Rabbanan Kamale. And he's saying, I can prove to you Tanai Kavul. Meaning, the question is, whose side is he taking? Forget about Amanas. There's no Amanas in the Torah. The Amanas issue is a side issue. This is an issue, do you need Tanai Kavul, period. Forget about Amanas. It's a side issue. The Torah never says the word Amanas. Rameh says, you need Tanai Kavul, the Rabbanah says, you don't need Tanai Kavul. That's the same according to the exact conclusion. Comes along with Shimon Gamliel, and he says a line. All conditions in the Torah are Kavul. Is that to support Rameyer, or is that to support the Rabbanon? Is he trying to say, Rameyer, you don't need Tanai Kavul, because all the conditions in the Torah are Kavul? Or is he trying to tell the Rabbanon, you do need Tanai Kavul, because all the conditions in the Torah are Kavul? Who is he talking to? That's where the Machlokes is. Till yesterday, we never knew any difference in Amanas and any other condition. That was yesterday's Chiddush. Remove that Chiddush off the thing now. The Machlokes remained Rabbanon is by regular Tanai. If you go across the Yarden, you will get the land. If you don't, you won't get the land. There was no mention of the word Amanas. It was Im. Correct. That's the Machlokes. Yesterday, Rav Ashi was mechadish to us. That the Amanas is different. And I mentioned today that some say that even by Amanas you need Tanai Kavul. That part still remains. This is the raya they bring from this case. But anyway, but that's a side issue, Amanas. The Torah doesn't say the word Amanas. The Torah talks about Im. If you go across the Yarden, you will get the eastern side. If you don't go across the Yarden, you will not. The mayor says you see that you need Tanai Kavul. Rabbana says you don't need Tanai Kavul.
Moshe Rabbeinu does not make the Chiddush. He was following protocol.
Well, we learned protocol from Moshe Rabbeinu, so I don't know how you mean by that.
Because the other place where it
is. Again, we don't even know what he means yet. See, we haven't let the Gemara explain itself. Okay, so you're went ahead of me. I can't help it. There's going to be two interpretations of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he says a statement, all conditions in the Torah are Kavul. That's all he said. Some say he was telling Rameyer, you're wrong. And some
sounds
say,
like
again, this is why there's a Gemara. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do?
But you'll agree, it sounds like Rameyer.
It sounds like Rameyer. Sounds like Rameyer. Dr. Gemara. It could be either the Rameyer Kamalai, the Hongi Kamalai. Ain't look tonight, but Subim Shay Nakavo Babali, Steak Subma Bonkechad, the whole Steak Subma Bonkechad, Amalam. Okay. There's a rule in the Torah that whenever the Torah repeats something unnecessarily, the Torah is trying to say only here, not anywhere else. Because if the Torah meant for you to derive it everywhere else, the Torah should write it once. And I should go and say, just like here, everywhere else also. Why did the Torah write it in two places? That's called Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Kerechon. Two psukim that come to tell me the same thing. Halacha can be derived from one pasuk. Why did the Torah repeat it twice? To tell me only in these two cases, not anywhere else. Unless you wouldn't learn out case B from case A, so the Torah has to write it twice. But if you would learn out case B from case A, why did the Torah write case B? To be continued tomorrow.